This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and this is the introductory show to the Mickey Miles Podcast. On this show, we're going to talk a lot about what this show is all about, who's going to be on the show, and a lot more. So we're going to start off with telling you who we are. And the first person I'm going to introduce is Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Hello, Michelle? Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm very excited that we're going to be doing this. As I am Michelle Scribner-McLean. I am a blogger and a Disney runner, and I've been running Disney races for about 4 or 5 years, and I've done almost all the races at this point, many half marathons at Walt Disney World in January. I've done the Wine and Dine. I have done the Disneyland half marathon. I got my coast-to-coast medal and lots of 5Ks, and this year I'm gearing up to do my first marathon, so I'm very excited to be on the show and to talk to you. And I'd like to pass it over to our friend Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Michelle and Mike. How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Excellent. Well, a little background on myself. I'm what I call a lifestyle runner, where just about everything I do, from eating and sleeping and scheduling my days, revolves around running. I've run many road races over the years, including five Disney World marathons, which I'm looking forward to doing my sixth in this coming January. Another thing I've done over the last 4 or 5 years is kind of evolved in doing some long-distance trail racing, and just completed my 20th, I guess what you consider, ultra running distance. I've run 300-milers, including two Western States 100 finishes. I own a specialty running store as well as an online business that specializes in running socks. So as you can kind of see, based on my professional occupation and my running, that's pretty much who I am. So... I'm very excited to be here and kind of hope I can share my experiences as well as continue to learn from others to improve my running as well.
That was great, Steve. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Mike Scopa, and I've been around running for over 45 years. I've been doing Disney-sponsored races for about 10 years. I've run all of I think I run every single distance with the exception of the marathon, which I'm hoping to do this January. The 5Ks, the 10Ks, the 13Ks, the 15Ks, the half marathons, marathon relays, been doing them all. And along the way, I've learned that you can never give too much information to the listener who is trying to get off that couch and try to do it. So I'm really happy to be here to give experience. I'm not a professional trainer. None of us are, but we all have experience that we can combine to help those of you who are listening, who need some advice, who want to know what to expect. So that's me. And, you know, I think this is a good time to, I want to turn it back to Steve. Because Steve, I know when we talked about putting this show together, we all talked about what we want to get out of this show. So I think it'd be a good time to tell our audience what we're looking for, what our objectives are for this podcast. So I'm going to let you take us to that topic.
Sure. Well, I love the Disney events, and I cherish any opportunity I get to, you know, be able to share my experience at Disney events with others, and more importantly, hear their experiences at these events. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to, is helping people, you know, maybe using some of my background to help prepare. As we all know, a lot of the Disney events, for a lot of people, this is kind of maybe their first opportunity to run that marathon or half marathon or even 5K distance. So if I can provide some information, some guidance in making that a great experience for them, that would be terrific. But again, just being able to keep that run Disney excitement going, in a way year round, is something I look very much forward to.
Michelle?
Well, when I first started running these races, I didn't know where to start. I hadn't run races. I'd been athletic, but I didn't know what to do. And Mike, do you remember who my running coach was for my first race?
I think you're talking to him.
Yeah. So I looked to Mike to help me through my first half marathon, and it was so wonderful to be able to ask all the questions that a new runner would have, and it really just opened a whole new world for me. I love Disney, and running Disney races, there's nothing like it. That's what I'd like to do for people who are listening to the show. I know people have a lot of questions, and running is, I think everybody here would agree, it's something that you're always learning. You're always learning new things about. So I would like to teach people on the show, but I also have a lot of questions for these guys and some of the other guests that we're going to have. So I'm hoping that people will write in with questions and we can help them to maybe, you know, start to walk and run their first 5K or maybe move all the way up and do the goofy someday if they want to do that. But just to be comfortable, and we've been very lucky with running in the past few years. We've really met a wonderful Disney running community. So this, to me, is an introduction for all the people who are hoping to get into the Disney running community and get to meet some of the people who can help you achieve your goals. What about you, Mike?
Wow. Well, one of the things that I've always felt strongly about is that experience is the best teacher. And for a lot of us, we tend to look towards those people who have experienced something that we want to strive for. And I think that's the best way to be prepared. When I was running the 5K, the Race for the Cures and the Race for the Taste, there was only like 250 runners at the time, about 10 years ago. And the Disney 10K Classic, you know, I was on my own. I didn't know what was going on. So I gradually learned myself how to do things. I had never done anything like a half marathon. So I kind of had to learn on my own. But there was a lot of angst along the way. And I remember that. And I think that it's important to reach out to those people who want to get healthy, those people who want to improve their health. And I think that's what I want to do. One of the things I'll always remember is that there's a friend of mine, and Jonathan, if you're listening to me, he got off the couch and he did so much to change his health that he was able to conceive with his wife a beautiful baby girl. And he got rid of so many health problems that, you know, it's that made it all worthwhile. There are a lot of people out there who need to get healthy, and basically that's what I'm hoping to help people, make them understand that they can do this. So that's basically it. I think we're all pretty much on the same page. Let's talk about the format of the show. Let me start off by saying that what we are trying to focus on are all things Run Disney. That is, we're focusing on Run Disney events, but we're also going to be talking about other things. We want to make sure that, you know, we can keep everybody up to date on what's going on, any news, and we are going to always start off the show with any news on Run Disney events, you know, what races are coming up, how far the registration is going, and anything else. And that's going to be right up at the top of the show. Michelle, why don't you talk about you know, how often we're going to do the show and how long the shows how long we plan to have these shows.
Sure. We actually have a Run Disney event coming up next week that Mike and I are going to be at, which is the Tower of Terror 10-miler. So we're hoping to see our running buddies there. But we're hoping that the show is going to be once a week, and it's going to be about 15 to 30 minutes a show. We're going to have different types of shows. We're going to have question shows that people can write in and ask questions. And if we don't know the answer, we have a lot of running buddies, and somebody will know the answer. If you want to ask a question, you can visit us on our Facebook page, Mickey Miles Podcast, or you can write an email to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we will be answering your questions. We'll also have different topical shows, so maybe we'll do a show, I'm sure we will, on the 5K, how to get ready for a marathon. I know I'll be learning a lot because I'm trying to do that myself. And then updates on some of the races that are coming up, like the Tower of Terror 10-miler. But we're going to talk about gear. We'll talk about other podcasts. So we'll talk about technology. I'm a real technology person. What technology to use while running. I'm sure, Steve, we'll talk about socks, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
And don't ruin that. Don't ruin that good shoe with a bad sock.
And other running things. Other running things that I'm sure you could get in Steve's store. And hydration and all things that you want to think about when you're doing a Disney race. We'll be talking about races at Walt Disney World as well as in Disneyland. Mike, did I forget anything?
No, I think you covered it fairly well. I do want to stay on the this topic of questions, because if I'm out there and I'm listening to this podcast, I'm thinking, okay, so how can these people help me? What can I ask? What kind of questions can I ask that they can help me with? So, you know, having said that, I want to ask Steve, what kind of questions, Steve, do you think you would feel most comfortable handling? If you could talk to our listeners, what would you say to them? If you could say to them, ask me these types of questions, what would you say? What would you say to them?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is, you know, how to put together a training program. I think that's something I have a really good background in, and how to develop a progression of a training program to take you from, you know, over 14 weeks, 18 weeks, whatever, to a marathon or a half marathon race day. Fueling is a big area that I kind of consider part of my expertise. You know, how to use gels and chews and liquid calories and different things for fueling and hydration, which I think are really critical in endurance running. You know, injuries, unfortunately, you know, as we start to push our bodies to new limits, sometimes we get these little tweaks that come up. I deal a lot with that through my running store and through the training groups I work with. Unfortunately, I wish, you know, nobody ever got injured, but unfortunately it does happen. In helping people get through those types of things, what kind of things can they do as far as if it's exercise or are there devices out there that can help you kind of navigate the waters and continue to run, or, you know, how to be able to define the difference between what I call a tweak and a true injury. So those are a couple of things right there that that I think I can, you know, bring to the table that if people have those kinds of questions, you know, that I think I can be of assistance with.
That's good, because I'll have some questions for you myself.
Right.
I think we
Michelle?
All will.
Yeah. Michelle, what about what kind of questions are you going to feel comfortable handling? What would you love to see as far as questions directed towards you?
I would love questions from new runners and questions about the logistics of running a Disney race, how to sign up, and there are things that we have experience with that you can do at Disney races, like runner's retreat. Everything from, you know, what happens on race day, we'll walk you through what happens, what you can expect at the expo. And also, I think I have the female perspective on some of the things that you guys might not experience, you know, running bras and running skirts and things like that. But I'm really interested in working with new runners and people who are just starting to think that they might want to run a Disney race, to kind of walk them through what it looks like. We'll also talk about travel plans and places to stay when you're doing your races and things like that. Mike, what about social media? How can people get in touch with us?
Well, as far as social media goes, we're trying to make sure that we have all the channels covered. And Michelle had mentioned that questions can be sent to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, but we wanted to supplement or complement this show with some social media. So we will be having we have a Facebook page. We'll be turning it on soon if we haven't turned it on already. You can come visit us at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, and that's where we can look towards continuing any discussion we have. It'll also be the place where we would hope to get feedback from all of you. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Comments. We try to look towards our listeners to help us make this show the best it can be. So that's Facebook. Michelle, we have another social media outlet, don't we?
Of course. We're going to be using Twitter. And our Twitter handle is @MickeyMilesPod. just pod at the end. And we'll be posting updates on the show, any running news. We have a lot of running buddies out there. We'll retweet any good information that they're giving. And we'd love to hear on the Facebook page and Twitter if you have suggested show topics. That's the place that you can let us know what those are, too. So I think we're covered with our social media.
I think we are, and I think we've also covered what we need to cover on this, our introductory show to the Mickey Mouse podcast. And we want to thank all of you for trying us out, to listening to this introductory podcast. We want to, again, remind everyone that they can visit us. You can visit us at Facebook, at facebook.com/Mickey Mouse Podcast. And again, that's where we want to hear from you. That's where the discussion on topics will continue. And it's a great place to give us feedback and comments and tell us what you want to hear. Also, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And especially during the weeks coming up leading up, to a Run Disney event. And during those Run Disney event weekends, you never know what you'll find on that Twitter feed. We're going to be working very hard. Last but not least, as Michelle had said earlier in the podcast, if you have any questions, please send them to us at questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And we're going to do our best to answer them all in as timely a fashion as possible. So with that, I'm going to ask my cohorts for some last words. So, Mr. Steve, do you have any last words as we're ready to launch Mickey Mouse Podcast?
I'm just excited to get started. I'm looking forward to getting some questions. You know, we've got over the next 3.5 months, I think, are some of Disney's biggest events of the entire year. So we're going to be diving in, you know, right into the heart of this thing. So there's going to be a lot to talk about and a lot of excitement. And I'm just looking forward to getting started. So I guess with that, Michelle, what about you?
Well, I am looking forward to this, too. We've been talking about this for a very, very long time. And I can't wait to get started and get our running community even larger, because we have so many people out there who I know are thinking about these races, and running Disney is a great way to get into running in general. So I say let's go. Mike?
Well, I am going to preface everything I say with one more shout-out. I want to thank Fred Block and Mike Newell for being technical consultants Woo-hoo! On the Mickey Mouse podcast. And with that, I'm going to you know, I think you said it. You said all that had to be said, Michelle. Let's go.
Let's go,
everybody.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go. We'll be right back.
let's make it happen.